back to Canby High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Of course, at 6:30 tonight is the SMSU wheelchair basketball game with some Canby High School alumni, teachers, administration, and to promote SMSU wheelchair basketball. It's a fundraiser, and it's brought to you by Canby Rotary Club and Canby and Marshall Lions Club. And I want to thank Ag Plus Cooperative for sponsoring our radio broadcast here from Canby High School tonight. Well, we've talked with head coach Jerry Klingner and the legendary Lou Shaver of SMSU wheelchair basketball. Now we have a couple of the athletes with us, the players, and thanks for joining us. Why don't you introduce yourself? We'll start with you.
Josh Brown from Manitoba, Canada.
Okay.
Ezekiel Ramuzzi from California.
California. You know what? I think Coach Klingner talked about you two and asked him to talk about your team. So, talk about wheelchair basketball. What are you going to see here tonight?
Wheelchair basketball. It's a really fun sport. I've been playing for 10 years. I've been able to be around a lot of great players, and it's a really fun game, really high-paced, fast-paced game. So, should be a lot of fun tonight.
Okay. How about you, Ezekiel?
I've been playing for a while, too. I think you can expect to see a lot of, like, physicality and, like, a lot of quick, fast movement, like from the chairs and stuff. So I've never met anyone who didn't like wheelchair basketball when they first saw it. So
okay, yeah. Well, I've seen two practices at SMSU. I've never been to a game, so I'm looking forward to this. Mm. So talk about your season this year then at SMSU, Josh.
So we finished fifth at Nationals. It was a lot better than we expected, I think, because we only had seven athletes that could play at the moment. But it was a lot of fun, a lot of challenges, but I think we did really well, and I think Derek was quite proud, and me as an individual was quite proud of the whole team of how we did. So.
Okay, and where was Nationals at?
It was in Whitewater, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin,
yeah.
Okay. And did you enjoy that time there, Ezekiel?
I didn't travel with the team. I graduated a couple years ago, but
Okay.
I did catch a couple games like on the live stream.
Okay.
So I'm really proud of these guys. They did do a lot better than probably like a lot of people thought. So
okay,
that was really cool to see.
All right, Josh, how did you come about to getting to SMSU?
That's a really good story. Actually, my buddy who's from Canada as well was recruited by Derek, and then he wasn't able to go. Instead, he went to Europe, and Derek kind of asked him if you got anybody available, and he mentioned me, and then I talked to Derek, and Derek was like, well, we'd love to bring you down, and I thought this would be a good opportunity, a good place to be. Marshall's a really great spot, and Derek's a really nice man, and meeting him, I was really happy about the opportunity, so I decided, hey, let's go for it. Let's try it out.
Okay. How about you, Ezekiel?
I met Derek at a national tournament when I was playing junior ball, kind of like AAU.
Okay.
So I met him, and I was like, I don't know, maybe 2015. I was a junior in high school. That's when I first met him.
Okay.
So I was watching one of my games, and afterwards he came and talked to me and invited me out to SMSU, and then kind of talked to him like throughout the year and into my senior year. And then when I graduated high school, I decided to continue my athletic career and education at SMSU.
All right. So who's the better shooter, you or Josh?
I don't know.
It depends on the day.
Now, wheelchair basketball, you know, is the rules the same or some difference or what?
Rules are more or less the same.
Out of bounds and stuff like that?
Yeah, so rules are more or less the same. Still 10-foot hoop. I guess the one rule I can think of that is maybe a little bit different is like in able-bodied basketball, you have 8 seconds to advance the ball. Pass half court, wheelchair basketball, they give you 2 extra seconds, so it's 10 seconds.
Okay.
But still got a dribble. The rules are pretty much the same. How it's played is a lot different.
Okay.
But the general rules are the same.
You mentioned being physical, crashing into each other.
Yeah.
You get hurt? Injuries?
Yeah, I would say that's pretty common, to be honest.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's a little different because I think guy playing wheelchair basketball, a lot of the guys have already been through a lot of injuries, so their pain tolerance is a little maybe higher.
Yep.
But there is a lot of injuries, especially in the shoulders, upper body, and all that stuff.
Right,
so,
that's right.
Yeah.
Mind if I ask you what your story is? How you got involved in the wheelchair basketball?
Yeah, so I played when I was young. I was born with this cerebral palsy, and then I played sledge hockey in Canada. And then my coach.
You played what?
Sledge hockey?
Sledge hockey.
Yeah, it's like adaptive hockey.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
It was a really fun time, and then I met my coach who coaches wheelchair basketball, and he told me about a gentleman named Joey Johnson and Bill Johnson, who are Team Canada players, wheelchair basketball, and that kind of inspired me to play the game. And then from there on, I just kept going, you know, had a lot of fun.
Awesome. How about you, Ezekiel?
My mom introduced me to the sport. I was like maybe 9 or 10, and she took me to a wheelchair basketball practice where I'm from in California. That was my first time, like, being in a an athletic wheelchair, which is way different than your average wheelchair.
Right.
But, yeah, that was my first experience playing the sport, and kind of never looked back since then.
You love it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really? You're going to have a good team next year?
Oh, yeah. Okay. We'll have a really good team. I think we have a good chance of top three, I think,
okay.
Nationals, yeah.
Just watching some of your teammates warm up here in the Cammy gym, and they can shoot better than I can already. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for joining us on Q92. I appreciate your time, and enjoy the night, and smoke them Cammy kids.
We'll try.
We'll
try.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll do our best.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yep. Thank you.
Josh Brown and Ezekiel
Vermuzzi.
What's that?
Vermuzzi.
Vermuzzi. Okay,
yep.
Thank you, guys. It's SMSU wheelchair basketball, once again here at Cambry High School, a fundraiser for the wheelchair basketball team. It starts at 6:30 here, and it's sponsored by Cambry Rotary Club and Cambry and Marshall Lions Club. And these radio broadcasts brought to you by Ag Plus Cooperative. And we'll be back with more broadcasts here from Cambry High School.
Rodney Rye at Rye's Nursery and Tree Service, located 2 miles east of Porter on Highway 68, says he's maybe tired, but he's not retired. They'll still do tree moving for you, your trees or their trees. They grow trees up to 9 inches diameter, so stop down and take a look, pick out the one you like. That's Rye's Nursery and Tree Service, 2 miles east of Porter. Rodney Rye still going strong down there. Give a call, 507-296-4488. That's 507-296-4488. Or call Rodney Rye on his cell phone, 507-829-4614. That's 507-829-4614.
Welcome back to Cambry High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Of course, tonight we've been promoting SMSU wheelchair basketball, and the SMSU wheelchair basketball team is here taking on some Cambry citizens, school administration, teachers, and others. And it's been a fun night, and this has been brought to you by Cambry Rotary Club and Cambry and Marshall Lions Club. Plus Ag Plus Cooperative, sponsoring the in their interviews today. And we have a special guest with us, and what is your name? What's your name? Weston?
Weston.
Hi, Weston. Nice to meet you. My name's Paul. Nice to meet you. What are you doing here? You're doing what?
Basketball.
Do you like basketball?
Yeah.
Okay. And we have Weston's mom here, Jenna. Hi, Jenna. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
So I understand that you're kind of famous, Weston. I just saw a book. Yeah. You're in a book. Is that right?
What?
Have you seen the book? Yeah. Jenna, tell us about this book that I just saw.
Yeah, Weston's in a book called ABCs of Inclusion. It was written by a mom who has a child who is deaf and uses cochlear implants. And each page is a different child with a different disability. And Weston's on page W for Weston, and he has spina bifida.
Okay. And where are you from, Jenna?
We are from Ortonville.
Ortonville. Okay. I get up to Ortonville once in a while. Kafkas are good friends of mine.
Oh, yes.
Weston, did you know that you were going to be in a book? You're kind of did you?
Yeah.
Did you see the pictures?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about that. What's the book about? Okay. How old are you, Weston?
3.
You're 3 years old. I wouldn't have guessed that. I thought you were older than that, huh? Do you like basketball? What do you think about these wheelchair basketball players here?
They're
pretty cool, aren't they, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So, Jenna, you brought Weston here for just a...
Yeah, we watch basketball a few times a week at home, and Weston loves watching basketball with us, and thought it would be a lot of fun to show Weston how he could play basketball someday.
Yes, he could. You're going to play basketball someday, right?
Yeah.
For SMSU, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd be a good basketball player.
I can do that.
You're here to watch.
Yeah.
Yep. What do you think of them guys out there on the floor? They're pretty fast in their wheelchairs, aren't they?
Yeah.
Are you fast in your wheelchair?
No.
No. I saw you scooting around here. You're pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He likes to do wheelies.
You like to do wheelies?
Yeah.
I think they might get you on the floor here tonight yet, huh?
No.
No. Jenna, tell us a little bit about his story.
Yeah.
What's the story?
So when I was 17 weeks pregnant, we found out that he had a defect in his spine and found out that was spina bifida. And then we went in for surgery at 25 weeks gestation to repair his spine. That didn't ultimately end up working, so he had surgery at a day old and then a brain shunt put in at a month old.
You got what?
Surgery,
yeah.
And did you have surgery on your feet, too?
No, on this.
On this?
On the leg and your feet, huh? Surgeries aren't fun, are they? No.
Yeah, he's been such a trooper. He's tolerated them all so well and always so happy.
All right. One tough three-year-old, huh? You're a pretty tough guy, huh? Strong?
Say Weston Strong.
All right. There you go. Thanks for joining us on the radio, Weston. And tell us about this book. I'm sorry, we should have talked about the book a little bit. Oh, we did. Okay, sorry. Who wrote that book?
Her name is Beth LaColt, and she's from Alexandria, Minnesota.
Oh, okay. Yeah, someone in the old gym there just showed me the book, and I said, I got to talk to him.
Yes.
So you're kind of a celebrity, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, being in a book like that, that's pretty cool. All right, nice to meet you, Weston.
Okay. Thank you.
Nice to meet you. All right. All right, thanks, Jenna. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yep. All right, and that'll wrap up our broadcast here from Cambie High School. It's been a lot of fun watching the SMSU wheelchair basketball team play here in the Cambie gym. A lot of people here, and of course, it's a fundraiser for the team. And I want to thank Chris Cleveland for inviting us over. And I want to thank Ag Plus Cooperative for sponsoring our radio broadcast here all day long here on Q92. And with that, we'll turn it back to the studio.